Hey guys, day three. We're on day three today of our 30-day cash injection challenge. We're going to keep it really simple today. And I really hope you guys are getting these very simple ideas that I'm sharing with you. If you don't get them now, I'm hoping that you'll get them because these are such powerful ideas and but they are so easy, so simple to implement. You could do them today. Now, before I get into today's idea, I want you to just think about one thing. I want you to think about how people make money in business. A lot of people will tell you, those people who resell products, let's say they buy something at a low price, let's say retailers, they buy something wholesale, they put a markup and then they sell it. Most businesses, there are a lot of businesses at least that are like that. They buy something at a low price or at a lower price, let me just say, and then they then put a markup and then they sell it. Then they make money on the profit, right? Other people don't resell things they buy. They create things. Other people sell services, which means they sell time. And of course, there's a lot of input that goes into their offering, their service or whatever it is that they do. Now, today's idea is similar to yesterday's idea. Yesterday, I said you could get other people to pay for the creation of your product, if you remember. And I said the people that I recommended yesterday are people who could benefit for who would typically buy the product, but now they've got an opportunity to buy it in advance at a very reduced price because you're going to use that money to create the product and you would give them other benefits from using that. Now, today's idea is that it's not about those people. Today's idea is about people around you. We all have friends who have got corporate jobs or who do other things, but they're always looking for ways to make money. Some of them, of course, they're in Forex and all those types of things right now. They've got cash to invest in something so that they can make a return on it. Now, I want you to offer them an opportunity to invest in your business. How's this going to work? Let me use an example about my book. Yesterday, I spoke about this book right here over my shoulder. How would I use an idea like that? Let's just say I've got a new book that's coming out and I want to raise about 200,000 rand to produce the book and to print books. Now, let's say I use that 200,000 rand to print books. Let's just say it cost me about 40 rand to print a book. For 200,000, I would have about 5,000 books printed. And let's just say I'm gonna sell these books for 200 rand. You could pause it at some point and just write on paper these ideas just so that you could follow the maths here if it seems a bit complex. So I print the books for 40 rand. I sell the book for 200 rand. You've got that, right? There's a spread of 160 rand already from a per book. Now, if I get 20 friends to give me 10,000 rand each, I will raise that 200,000 rand. And I say to them, I'll give you 100% return on your money. Meaning if you give me 10 grand now, I'll give it to you either in 1 year or in 18 months or in 24 months. And I'll give you 100% return, meaning I'll pay you, you give me 10, I'll pay you 20K when I return your money. You follow that, right? So let's go back to that 200,000. 200,000 invested, I'm gonna pay out another 200,000, well, that's 100%, that's 400,000. But if I were 5,000 books and I'm gonna sell them for 200 Rand per copy, that's 1 million Rand. Can you see that I can afford to take money and give these people a huge return on their investment within 1 year, 18 months or 2 years of 100%, I would pay out a total of 400,000. I would still have 600,000 Rand profit. So of course, books have huge margins, right? Huge profits, but what about your product? So in your case, I wouldn't say just blindly give you 100%. Work out what your costs are and what your sale will be. So even if you make a very small profit, the reality is that once you've paid those people back, you own the product for life, which means you could continue to make money for years and years and years and years to come. I hope you guys get this idea. If you are stuck anywhere, reach out to me. But today I want you to put this on paper. Who are those 20 people that could give you 10 grand? I don't know how much you need, right? Who could give you 10 grand each so that you could do what you really need to do right now. So go do it. And if you've got any challenges, is reach out to me and then we can take it from there. Okay. I'll leave it here for now. I try to keep these very short. Thank you. Bye-bye.